me a soapbox where I can shout it.
You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. This is Tufts Freeform Radio. It's 10 a.m. on Monday morning, and that can only mean that this is Herd Mentality. Today is another all-music show where we're going to be talking about the art of the album. I'm going to be playing some kind of extended sets, just some really albums that I think do a really good job of being albums, you know, because that's what they're for. In an age when music is increasingly, you know, based around hot singles and everyone just getting the ear candy that they want in that iconic hook, it's nice to hear artists who can build a cohesive sound for, you know, 10, 20, up to an hour, who knows, very long time. So I won't play them for that long, but I think it's good to, you know, take these in chunks and really embrace the artist's intent. So that's what we're going to be doing this morning. I hope you enjoy being along for the ride. Again, my name is Thomas Keller, and I will be leading you through some interesting albums that I just enjoy, yeah. So without any further ado, I think it's only appropriate that we, you know, get right to the music. How about? Sounds good? All right. We'll be right back.
takes it down to come smash it apart.
You're listening to Herd Mentality on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. That was the iconic Dinosaur Jr. with the first chunk of their 2009 album entitled Farm. It is wonderful and amazing, recorded just over at Biscuitine Studio over in Amherst, Mass. So local boys, the trio of Dinosaur Jr., always good to hear them. That album came out to fairly good critical reception. Again, they've been around, you know, since the 80s, kind of developing this iconic, super heavy guitar-based alternative indie rock sound. Jay Maskus being, you know, the front man of that group with his iconic overdriven Jaguar sound and just amazing way to kind of just weave through these songs with these like solos and interludes that he really he has such an iconic voice when he plays just purely guitar, and then, you know, his iconic squished kind of moany drawl, if you would, of his vocals, kind of bringing it all together. So a wonderful iconic album there that I think just never stops hitting with the hits. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't miss a beat, as hopefully you agree through those first three tracks there. So definitely a good way to start our Monday morning and get us off to a rocking good week. So we got plenty more music coming at you. I'll kind of go through and just pick out some really key chunks to some really key albums that I think do a good job at being albums, you know, and music for the sake of being music, you know, because what else is it good for? I don't know. As long as it makes you happy. So yeah, more music. We'll just keep on spinning right on through it.
Thank you.
There you have The Antlers off of their album Burst Apart that they released back in something like 2011. That was like their fourth album after their super, super important LP called Hospice, which kind of put them onto to the mainstream stage and kind of set them up to great success. So yeah, the Antlers, wonderful band. They recorded that album in Brooklyn at Watchers Woods. And they've just been doing really great things at kind of creating an album in like a space. So their previous album, which was very iconic, called Hospice, was kind of set in this very clinical and cold, you know, like hospital environment for a lot of its themes. And this one's taken back and kind of more of this this cold, kind of a digital ambiance that they're putting it in. But again, you feel that all these songs kind of drift through these same paths. I think it just builds a very cohesive and well thought out final product, which you just love to see, that you can chuck a few of their, you know, just put their record on and hit play, and it'll create something that sounds curated, which, you know, it's a skill unto its own self. So yeah, we're gonna do this with a couple more albums here. I'm kind of trying to touch on various parts of music history, but again, it's gonna kind of feel like a rock show. It's kind of the motif we're going with today. But we're gonna switch over to another one of my very favorite bands, and just kind of keep this going. And I hope you're enjoying getting immersed in these tracks in a way that I think it's easy to miss out on in our short attention span digital age that we live in. So thank you so much for listening. This is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Terrible love, and I'm walking with spiders. sorrow found me when I was young. Sorrow waited, sorrow won. Sorrow they put me on the pill. It's in my honey, it's in my milk. Don't leave my half a heart alone. On the water, cover me in rag and bone. Sympathy, 'cause I don't wanna get over you. I don't wanna get over you. Sorrow's my body on the waves. Sorrow's a girl inside my cave. I live in a city sorrow built. It's in my honey, it's in my milk. Don't leave my half a heart alone. On the water, cover me in rag and bone. Sympathy, 'cause I don't wanna get over you. I don't wanna get over you. We'll be right back.
And there you have The National with the first three tracks off of their 2010 album, I want to say. High Violet, yeah, 2010. That album really kind of cemented their status as the, you know, kind of the preeminent voice in what kind of the mature sound of indie rock was going to be, kind of the, what some people call like dad rock. but hey, they own it, and they have such an iconic nature about them between the rhythm section of, you know, the Devendorf brothers. So you have Scott Devendorf on Devendorf on bass, and Brian Devendorf on drums, and I think they do an amazing job of creating this unique style of rhythm, because, you know, if you listen to the way Brian drums, he's very much, he's in the pocket, but he drifts in and out, kind of using the toms in ways that nobody else really does, and doesn't stick to your typical drum beats. And then again, Matt Berninger just doing a wonderful job with his baritone croon of keeping everybody interested and wanting to hear what he has to say. So they're doing great things. If you haven't heard their latest album, it just came out, you know, a few weeks ago in September, called Sleep Well Beast. Go check that out. By all means, it is wonderful. I cannot speak too highly about it. All right, but before I just, you know, go off all fanboy on The National, I have a quick message about some cool stuff that we're doing at Tufts here. So our music center, called Tufts Grenoff's Music Center, has a Sunday concert series all fall where they're having these free shows. So all you have to do is come down to our big auditorium. It's Cohen Auditorium, kind of in the middle of campus here in Somerville, and just walk right in and enjoy yourself. So coming up next Sunday, so you missed the one that we had last night, but coming up next Sunday on October 29th, they're doing this cool thing where they're going to be showing the original, like 1930s version of Frankenstein. Yeah, 1931 monster movie Frankenstein, and the Wind Ensemble is going to be performing the original soundtrack. So it's going to be a movie with a live orchestral soundtrack for free here at Tufts. So by all means, please check that out. If you Google, you know, Tufts Music Frankenstein or Tufts Wind Ensemble Frankenstein, you'd find there's a Facebook event, there's a Somerville Hub event. So there are many things to check out. So please do. It's a wonderful space. It's absolutely gorgeous. You know, we paid for it, so you might as well enjoy it, especially because it's free. yeah, so by all means, come check that out and support, because I know the guy who runs it, John McCann, is an amazing guy. He's going to be conducting it, and I cannot, you know, speak too highly about his character. He's a great guy. So come check it out. Enjoy. Just students doing an amazing job and putting on a great show. Yeah, so that's about all I want to plug there. Just love to support the amazing things that we do here. All right, well, it wouldn't be an album show if I didn't play the next chunk of an album, which I think kind of defines what a popular record can do and what it should do. So this might take us all the way through to the end of the show. We'll see how it goes. But thank you so much for listening. And once again, this is Herd Mentality. I'm Thomas Keller, and this is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Thank you. And this is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. You've been listening to Herd Mentality. I'm Thomas Keller. Thank you so much for listening. This was a wonderful, wonderful time on my end. I hope you enjoyed it as well. Listening to some iconic albums for the sake of being albums, because hey, they're an art form unto themselves. All right, we'll be back next week to talk to one Adina Feinstein about her work in astrophysics. So don't stick around. Come by in a week if you want to check out that interview. It should be some pretty cool stuff. We'll boil down some cool topics into stuff hopefully you can all digest and sink your teeth into. So, you know, come by, check it out. Monday at 10 a.m. You've been listening to WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you so much. And I'll see you next week.
You said your vows.